This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, August 2nd. The grain market was a little down on Tuesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklavic.
Soybean market was sharply lower here on Tuesday. We had a couple of pieces of bearish information this week. On Monday afternoon, the USDA released their weekly crop progress report. They told us that the crop actually improved week over week, which was not what was expected. The crop now rated 59% good to excellent, up from 57% the previous week. That's also kind of a contra-seasonal improvement. You know, usually we see corn and soybean ratings deteriorate as we move closer to harvest, and we saw the opposite of that this week in the bean market. Secondly, and maybe more importantly, the weather forecast for the first part of August here looks very, very favorable.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 13 and a quarter at 461. September corn ended the day down 8 and a quarter at 363. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 13 and a quarter, ranging from 506 and a quarter to 532. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 9.5, ranging from 540 and a quarter to 570 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 13 and a quarter, ranging from 793 to 843. Live cattle for September were up 80 cents at 1305. August feeder cattle were up $3 at 149.62 and a half, and September class 3 milk was up 16 cents at 1747. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line report from the Ag Information Network.